Hey everybody, welcome to DemoMirror.com. This is Matt. I'm sitting here with Kyle Sivos, and he is our artist for the day. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
It's called Idea.
Yep.
Correct?
Yes.
Nice. So is it just that? Is it an idea or is it like a song? Like a song that you wanted to get out? Like, what is it to you?
I think that what it was is I've never really been a principal songwriter in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I sit down and actually write music, I usually just come up with parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I get really into a part that I kind of made up, I just like to layer stuff and just keep layering stuff, which that snippet of a song is. So I think it's more of an idea for a song and less of an actual song.
Okay,
but
that works though.
Yeah. A lot of bands that I listen to do that layering stuff a lot more effectively than I do. But
so have you been doing a lot of it? Do you do a lot of it, or are you just, is this like a one shot deal? Or
I guess it's kind of off and on. Every once in a while, I get really excited by the idea of doing stuff like that, and then like there could be like a 2-month thing where I'll have like a bunch of pieces of songs with a million things layered over it, and then like I don't think I've actually sat down and made up a song in quite a long time, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's just based on how much free time I actually have.
So yeah. You do it based on like by a part, basically.
Yeah.
Get in there and just do a part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've never, like I said, like, I don't think that it was that wouldn't really be something that would work in the Binars.
Uh-huh.
At least I don't think it would.
And the Binars are your band?
Yes, my band, the Binars. So I don't think it would ever be for that. And then I don't really have another band with which I could use it. So
right.
I just, yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll meet somebody who can be like, hey, I can turn that into a whole song. But that day is yet to come. So.
Okay. All right. And you did it with guitar?
Yeah, there's guitar and bass in there. It was like probably maybe, I don't know how many guitar tracks, but there's quite a few. And then one bass track.
And did you just do it to your computer or something?
Yeah, straight into the computer. I think it was during finals time when I was in school, and I did that instead of studying.
So how long ago was it? When was that? Was that in what year?
Probably about a year ago, to the day almost.
Were you in your dorm when you wrote it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Like taking a study break type of
just
thing?
Just taking a study break, or not even really a break, just didn't feel like studying.
Nice. So when you were making it, was it like was it something like you were just saying, like it was a part that you had for a while, or was it something that you just sort like that you made up with a band, or was it something that you thought of like in the middle of class, or was it?
I think it's something just kind of sitting there in boredom. I was doing that harmonic thing, mm-hmm. and then I was like just thinking, oh, maybe I could do something over that. So then I recorded that harmonic piece and then like looped it for, I don't even know, on the original one, it was probably like 5 minutes, and mm-hmm. then just sat there and was playing that little bass line over it, and then just kind of put in some sloppy guitar playing, but
cool.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of how, and just like I said, just keep adding layers to it and kind of turn it into one pretty sounding little thing.
Yeah, it's pretty. I would say that it's cool. It's a cool sounding little thing, and it sort of reminds me of like a really quiet part in like an early Smashing Pumpkins song. Not a specific one, like this part,
but something they could be capable of.
Yes.
So I am the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think it's a cool little thing.
Oh,
how do you feel about Billy Corgan?
I think Billy Corgan's pretty great.
You think he's a dick?
No.
Okay.
Was that the wrong answer?
No. I think a lot of people do feel strongly one way.
I got no beef with Billy Corgan.
So is the song for you, like when you sat down, was it like a like about something for you, or was it like, did you think about something as you're doing it, or were you just sort of layering parts?
Just kind of layering parts. I don't know. I think that any time that I write anything musically, like, it always sounds sad. And I don't think I was sad at the time that I did it. Maybe I was, because it was finals time. But, yeah, I don't think I really had any specific thoughts in my head. I might have. I don't really remember them at this point, though.
Okay. Yeah. You were in your dorm room.
Yeah, I was alone, in my tiny little dorm room the size of a small prison cell, so...
Do you feel the urge to, like, write all the time, or do you feel, like, the urge to do something like that?
Yeah, I think it would be cool to. I think it would be a process of making myself do it, which is easier said than done. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'd get, and I'd also like to make the things more three-dimensional. I think they're pretty just basic right now, just, but if I could sit down and actually turn them into songs, I think it could be something cool someday, but, yeah.
Do you have a lot of these sitting around, or you just have just, like, a few, or?
I'd say probably, like, maybe 10 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really show them to people, though.
Are you, like, embarrassed? Are you,
maybe a little bit. I don't know if it's embarrassed is the word. Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know. Just because they always sound so sappy. And I don't know. They're a little bit repetitive and stuff. It's just kind of... I listen to them a lot. Usually when I'm driving or if I sit on the train and I want to fall asleep, I'll usually put them on.
Uh-huh.
But so maybe I'm just doing this for myself.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, I guess that's really the first time I really showed anybody anything like that.
Do you, like... do you feel compelled to do this, like... Will you just be sitting somewhere and, like, an idea strikes you and you're just like, I have to do this? Or is it, like, a much more casual type of thing? Like, are there... I guess we sort of went over that it's sort of, like, a casual thing, this specific one, but is it ever, like...
Sometimes I get the idea that I really want to do something and then I try to force it out and it doesn't really go as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then other times I force stuff out and it, like... went pretty good. Like, days when you had nothing to do and I was like, I'm gonna write something today, and then, like, you know, you work on it all day and then you have something, like, after a few hours. Sometimes that happens, but not consistently at all, which is too bad, because I could have a whole album's worth if I could do that every day.
Do you like listen to a lot of, like, instrumental stuff like this is, or, like, were you inspired directly by anybody, or?
I do listen to a lot of instrumental music like that, but usually when, it's always really weird, like, I always thought it was weird that whenever I write something like that, I wouldn't be, like, in a period where I was listening to, like, that music, like, exclusively. Like, I think that when I came up with that idea thing, I was probably listening to a lot of, like, hardcore and heavy metal music, which is really weird, because, like, I listen to something like Converge or like Motorhead, and then I write these stupid pretty little things. Like, it's a really weird contrast. So I guess I just have to listen to more hardcore and then I'll be able to write more songs.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. Would you ever consider just listening to this all the time and writing a hardcore song completely on your own on your computer in your dorm?
I think the idea struck me a few times, but my guitar playing wasn't really up to speed. Okay. But if it was, definitely.
Nice. Okay, well, you want to go get some pizza?
You know it.
All right.
Papa time.
See ya.